Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Family, what's going on, everybody? It is your host, Esther, and you are live in the remix. It is Sunday night, December the 22nd, and we have 9 more days left in 2013. Wow. Wow. Yesterday was the winter solstice, so we know it's officially winter now. And year end is quickly approaching. It's pretty cold. We had a little bit of a heat wave in Chicago, which some people crack up when we say that because it was like high 30s. And that's a heat wave, trust me, for December. But it got cold again today, so it's back being cold. And I think tomorrow the low is something like below 6. So it's back being cold again. In Chi-Town. Yeah. How is everybody doing? Happy Sunday to everybody. Big football Sunday. I'm not going to really talk about football. I'm a little depressed about the Bears right now, so I'm not going to even talk about that. But it was a big football Sunday, and I am happy that Green Bay lost. Ha-ha. So that I will say, but I'm going to keep on moving. So tonight, everyone, we are going to be doing part 2 of the Ancient Art of Feng Shui series, and we're going to look at sacred space clearing. A lot of you had mentioned that this year was one of your favorite all-time remix moments, the Feng Shui shows for Miss Blue. And so I thought it would be really great to go ahead and close out the year, you know, doing the second part of the Feng Shui series that deals with sacred space clearing and kind of, you know, just set the tone for next year. So as always, the call-in number is 646-652-2711, and you want to get on the line. We may, at the end of the show, have some time to kind of share what feng shui methods have you all personally used over this year, or what are you planning on using. You can also use Skype to Skype in. The little Skype button is at the top of your Blog Talk Remix page. And if you want to join us in chat, you can come on over. The chat room is open, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix. And go ahead and sign up, or you can also stay anonymous as a guest. And shout out to all of the anonymous, the anonymous people out there. Shout out to all of our guests that are here. Yes. So very happy to be here tonight, happy to be back with the Remix family, and Friday night show, oh, interesting Friday night show. We did some tribal mojo magic. We did some channeling with Hindi words and got a lot of feedback about that exercise from you all. So very happy to hear that you all enjoyed that share. We also shared our cosmic reflections for the year 2013, and everybody had a chance to share their highs and lows of the year, their lessons that they learned, as well as their favorite all-time remix moment. And so for those of you who missed the share, I want to let you know you can still participate in our all-time favorite remix moment project. Like I said, Miss Blue is working on something very special for the Remix family, where she's going to be putting together all of that, all the information for the favorite remix moments. So if you missed the show, I'm going to just go over what you can send to Miss Blue at questionforblue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, B-L-U-E, at gmail.com, and title your email, Favorite Remix Moment. You want to send her what your favorite all-time remix moment was. You want to send her what your favorite all-time remix moment with Miss Blue was. What are your favorite exercises, and then what do you want to see on the remix next year? So send that email to Miss Blue. You want to be included on this special project, and she's definitely going to give more information about it as we get closer to the year end. And email her questionforblue at gmail. Definitely want to send much love out to Miss Blue and Sister Manya, who are listening to us, and just send them love and hugs and kisses. And if you all did miss the show on Friday, you know you can go back and download. All the shows are available on the Remix Radio page on Blog Talk, or you can subscribe to the Remix Podcast on iTunes and have all of the shows automatically downloaded to your PC, MP3, etc., all of that, okay? Yes, yes, yes. And I also want to send love out to Brother Bilal and everyone who is self-invested. Definitely have missed the self-invested fam, although I've been talking to a lot of you through the remix and on Facebook. And also sending much love out to the sisters in the priestesshood. Want to give hugs and kisses to all of you. Definitely have been talking to some of you as well via email and Facebook. So want to give you all kisses and hugs. And definitely sending much love and healing out to Brother Bobby and Linda, and then all of the Remix family. Just want to send hugs and love to all of the Remix family for sure. So want to just cover some of our kind of business matters. We know it's Sunday night and the Kim Deck orders are going out. If you don't have a Kim Deck, you can always go over and order them at www.blueblast.com/cards. For those of you who have had your Kim Deck for years, make sure you go over to that site and leave a comment about how you're using the Kim Deck. Also, you can order the audio workbook. It's one of those things you don't have to wait to be shipped out. You can purchase it and download it as soon as you buy it. And then just letting everyone know, you can always connect with me, Miss Blue, the rest of the Remix family on Facebook on the Remix Radio page. You don't have to wait to be added to that page. So for some of you who are waiting in the queue to be added to the Remix family page, which is our group page, go ahead and go over to the Remix Radio page, which is a page that you can just click like on, and you'll get all of the updates there, and you don't have to wait to be added. I want to give much love to everyone in the chat room, Calamar, Erica, Explicit, Original Titan, Okalani. Much love, everybody. I see all of you filling into the chat room. Happy to see everyone here. Yes, happy Sunday night, y'all. I also want to give a shout-out to all of our international callers as well as those domestic here in the U.S. Lots of international callers on the line tonight, calling in from Bolivia, Bulgaria, Qatar, Suriname, Pakistan, Romania, Colombia, Estonia, Denmark, Mozambique, Nepal, Belgium, Switzerland, Chile, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Argentina, Ghana, Lithuania, Brazil, Italy, Thailand, Egypt. Much love to those in Egypt, of course, you know, still recovering from that snow. Austria, Greece, Spain, the Philippines, Australia, Germany, Trinidad, the Bahamas, Tunisia, India, Jamaica, Barbados, the Netherlands, Nigeria, France, Turkey, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, and the UK. Much love to all of our international family everywhere. We are worldwide, worldwide, universe-wide, indeed, yes. And then lastly, I just want to remind everybody to dump it. Just definitely have been encouraging that, just because I know that, like I said, this is the time of the year where there is usually a whole lot to release. lots of emotional times and trying times for us. The holidays just tend to bring that out, you know, for those of us who don't celebrate this holiday, quote-unquote, season. It can just be a very trying and emotional time. So I want to remind everyone to dump it, dumpitasap.com, dumpitasap.com, to just go over and release. You know, it's really important to get those things out. There's no monitoring or censoring of that, so you're able to release that information and those feelings out into the ether and, you know, definitely get the benefit of getting that out and off your chest. You know, there's tons of benefits to that. And, again, since we're kind of doing this part two of the sacred feng shui, it definitely ties into that because we know we have to do some internal feng shui as well. So make sure that you dump it ASAP. Yes, yes, indeed. So we're going to dance as usual tonight. We're going to hear some Baby Blue and jam out, you know, as we start off, like I said, the part two of an ancient art of feng shui, sacred space clearing. And, yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it. So let's hear some Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yeah, care of love, brown sugar. About to set it like, yeah, yeah, y'all. Yeah, yeah, y'all. Yeah, yeah, y'all. Adjust my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show them how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? Listen, yo. Let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you about to rock them. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Some right there. The man in the mirror. I see him quite clear. Do your thing. Yes, work it out, dog. Open up their minds. Be about yours. Silence everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right. Keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man. Make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cav Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I'm beat game. I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown sugar Brooklyn. It's about to jump off.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me. Give it to me. Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fiends without hookup.
You know you really wanna
give it to me. You better give it to me. You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this to it. One, two, three into the four. That brother Cavi Cav is here to let him know. This for my hustlers, this for my scramblers, this for my sexy mommies,
this
for everybody, banging at any party, and watch them rock to it, bounce and pop to it, this here's hot music, Duke I'm not losing, you need to stop fooling, I know the game very well, boy I'm not stupid, sharp and smart moving, applying a heart to it, came here to get the ghetto blocks moving, and after rocking them the porch and backyard's moving, keep it cracking cause I love the way that y'all do it,
you got to give it to me,
you need to give it to me,
you better
give it to me, give it to me, brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Observe the way how we make it sound. Put up like, you got the
give it to me.
You need the
give it to me.
You got the
give it to me.
It's brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. And steady rocking like this.
Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby.
All right, I hope that got y'all up and moving. That's Brown Sugar by Mos Def. Just something to kind of get the energy moving around tonight. It's been a busy and kind of hectic weekend, so I wanted to just make sure we kind of get some energy moving around as we go into the second part of the Ancient Art of Feng Shui. Tonight we're going to be listening to a series of sessions that Ms. Blue put together on sacred space clearing. And so this session is really going to deal with decluttering. It's going to deal with Bagua maps, which I know a lot of us are kind of working with right now, just to kind of look at your sacred space in a lot of different ways and start the process of really removing those items out of your sacred space that are lowering your energy, and also making sure that you're tapping into the full potential of the energy of the place that you currently reside in, and also just knowing that you can use this wherever. You can use this in your workspace. You can use this at home. You can use this in, you know, a dorm room if you're away at college. Any place that you're at, you can actually tap into that. So we're going to listen to this is going to be a two-part. We're going to listen to the first part of it, and we're going to get started now. So if you are not on the line, you want to get on the line, 646-652-2711. Like I said, at the end we may have time to sit back and kind of share some of the sacred space clearing that we've done, the feng shui that we've done in our own homes over this past year. All right, so let's go ahead and get started.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. In this session of The Remix, we're going to continue. We're going to pick up and continue on to talk about the ancient art of sacred space clearing as well as feng shui. Now, for those of you who did not get an opportunity to hear the first show that I did on the ancient art of feng shui, I definitely would encourage you to go back and take a listen of that as well. So we're going to kind of be picking up where we left off there. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone for joining us here in the forum. You guys are simply amazing, and I love you all. I truly do. I've had an opportunity to connect with a whole lot of you. At this point, over a couple of thousands of you, through doing the reading sessions and also just connecting on Facebook and other places like that, and it really is great. It's great to be sort of around you and just to feel your energy and just to see what's going on as we continue to share on this journey, because that's what I'm doing here today, sharing with you what has been helpful for me. And feng shui is one of those things, like I talked about in the first session, that really at a very young age, I really was sort of intrigued with this art of feng shui, this science of feng shui, and just sort of kept interpreting and really learning my way through feng shui as I continued to grow in my life. And so that's what I'm sharing with you guys here. And so hopefully this has been great information for you guys as well. I've gotten a lot of feedback on it, a lot of positive feedback, which is a good thing. And I see a lot of you are out there getting rid of the clutter, doing the things to get ready to set up your sacred spaces or make them even more sacred than they already are. And so this was very, very important for me to do, just from understanding from this perspective of recognizing that everything in my environment, everything, you know, those of you who have had the opportunity to have the sacred sessions with me, you know that we talk a lot about how our environment is also that reflection of who we are. Well, this is exactly what goes into those elemental things when it comes to feng shui. Now, we can look at it from many different perspectives, and I'll touch on this for just a short moment as we get ready to continue. But really, when you begin to think about feng shui, it's not about the religion aspect of it, although there are some things that you can incorporate from a spiritual perspective, and I encourage you to do that, because I think that that reflection of who we are spiritually as well should also be things that we incorporate into our environment. But looking at feng shui as a whole, it really is a combination of science, metaphysics, as well as psychology, all of these things kind of wrapped up into one. And that's true for so many different schools of thoughts that we have out there as well. So we'll continue to talk about feng shui, the ancient perspective of feng shui, and we're also going to get into what I call sacred space clearing, which we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So definitely this is a show you want to download, and so you can see some of the things that I came up with, and then we'll have an opportunity perhaps in the future for you to share some of the things that worked with you as well, too. I would love to do that. So now let's continue. We're going to recap just a little bit, and we're going to talk about the two really kind of going together. They're really both feng shui and also sacred space clearing. They're both components, or sacred space clearing, you could say, is a component of feng shui. It is an important component. It is the component where you begin to bring sort of the harmony and balance into the environment where you are. Now, what's interesting is some of you have contacted me and Sister Manya and said, wow, what is this about feng shui? I've never heard of it. Well, you may not have heard of it, but I can rest assured you have seen feng shui in action. It's all around you. Even us here in the West, in America, feng shui is everywhere. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of businesses here. The first one is if you've ever eaten at, what's the business called? I think it's called the Panda Express. Yes, the Panda Express restaurant is actually, they use feng shui principles in how they set up their restaurant. So next time you're in the Panda Express or you drive by one, just go inside and check it out. You'll be able to see sort of those elemental things put in place to give sort of that feel, that flow, so the chi is flowing. Now, here's something else or some other business that may surprise you that uses feng shui, and that's going to be McDonald's. You know, I often wondered, I don't care what city, what state you're in, as much as we know about health and food that we see, it just seems like so many people are just drawn to McDonald's. And so, of course, we know about the hormones and the food and all of that, but there's also another element that's coming into play here, or another science as well. And so the next time you get a chance to pass by a McDonald's and go inside, you may want to check it out. It might be in your area. This was something that they actually started with a couple of restaurants in California. They mainly started doing it in California, and then it sort of just kind of went. It was almost about, a couple of hundreds of thousands of McDonald's. At this time, it may even be more than that, that they are using some of the feng shui elements, and you can check them out. One is that you'll notice in the McDonald's up near the food counter, where the food counter is, you'll see rows, almost about 8 rows of red tile there. And so the red is just to bring the fortune. Now, this was not done by accident. McDonald's actually hired a feng shui practitioner to come in and do this and design these things for them. In California, even because one of them was near sort of like a Buddhist monk, they actually did all of the elemental things in this particular McDonald's so that it could line up with those principles of feng shui. That's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, so feng shui is acting or is in action, I guess you could say, whether we know it or not. So the next time you're in the restaurant, the next time you're out with a business, somewhere, just check around. You'll notice that they have some feng shui elements there, whether it's coming in through color, whether it's coming in through design, of all of that. Remember, it's about the feeling of the chi, the feeling of the flow. So yes, McDonald's has jumped on that bandwagon to use the elements of feng shui. And another thing that they did that was interesting at these McDonald's as well, too, they also positioned the doors so that it would block sort of bad spirits and bad energy from coming in while keeping the good ones inside to increase, to just really, really magnify and increase the flow of chi and energy. And so we know some of the basic principles. We talked about this last time, and we'll be able to get into this as we continue with this. But the five elements that we're talking about, and they're not anything new to us. Our ancestors knew these principles as well, too, and even lined them up with gods and goddesses. You can look at the Meder Neder, the book by Ra'u Nefa Amin, and he sort of kind of gives his breakdown interpretation of these things as well, too, coming from an ancient perspective, as well as many others. Schools of thoughts as well, and that's earth, that's water, that's fire, metal, and wood. And so all of these things, all of these principles are things that our ancestors knew. So who can do this ancient art of feng shui and sacred space clearing? Well, from anyone can do it, whether it is a village shaman or your Aunt Clara. Everybody can do it, and you can do it as well too. It's not something that's very, very difficult, although it does have some principles, just like anything, to sort of correspond with. Now, what makes feng shui a little bit little tricky, but this is something that we know that holds true with many schools of thoughts. I mean, with any school of thought, you're going to have some that contradict and others that sort of kind of go against what one school is thinking. Well, feng shui is no different. It's the same way. There's actually about six different schools when it comes to feng shui. So you have compass, you have classical, you also have what's called black hat, which is the typical one that uses the Baga map. And I'm hoping in this session we get to actually do a Baga map. And I think that's how you say it, but you know how it is. I'll give you the spelling and everything so we can take a look. And then there's form, and there's also what's called flying star, which is kind of deemed to be one that's a little bit more difficult. And then there's the Western style of feng shui. So the goal here of what I'm sharing is not for you to get so much caught up in these different schools, but really for you to take these principles that all of the conscious community build on, from nutrition, when we talk about Queen Afua, Dr. Africa, when it comes from the perspective of occult science, when we're talking about people like Brother Bobby Hemet or Brother Panic, or when we're talking, or Dr. Phil Valentine, or when we're talking about from the perspective of really just sort of kind of aligning our minds up. So whether it's Yasir Hotep, who does the Egyptian yoga, or if we're talking about, some of the things that Brother Wayne Chandler has done his studies on, or many, many others. I could go on and on and on, but I think you guys get what I'm saying. But this is also just another tool for you. What I like to call, this can become another marker for you. It's important to me to share this because I deal with this on a day-to-day basis, especially in the sessions, of really understanding how your environment really is that mirror for you. It is the reflection, and when we can begin to see those things that are going on internal be reflected in our external environment and begin to pull them into alignment so that we can begin to sort of kind of balance out our own energies and also look at it in a symbolic way of seeing those areas of our lives that we do need to begin to work on. So these were some of the things we talked about, and this is what feng shui offers as well, too. It offers you insight. It offers you insight into you. And so I don't want to lose that as we get further and further into feng shui, to never forget that everything that we're talking about is about you. It's about building what's inside of you. It's about really sort of curing, or you can think of it this way, of like taking a remedy. So if you're having problems when it comes to some of these things that we must deal with, because we are human and we're spiritual beings, but we're in a physical human body while we're here. So if you're dealing with things in the areas of relationships and you're having a hard time, you can begin to look around those things on your external, in your sacred space externally, and begin to work your way through the remedy so that it can make the impact internally. One of the things I used to often say, and sometimes people would look at me so strange, I would say, sometimes we can be so lost. We can be so disconnected from what's going on within ourselves that looking within is very hard to do. And sometimes we have to look outside of ourselves so that we can find our way back to ourselves. And I can assure you that your sacred space where you live, the things that are going on around you, if there is an area of your life that you do need to sort of kind of look at or you need to begin to bring into balance, I can assure you that by using some of these principles here, you will find that this will is also showing up in your reality more than just on the emotional side, but you actually can see physical things that are representative of this. You know, it's not about having the perfect sacred space because there is no such thing unless you're going to build it from the ground up. I'm not saying that can't be done either. But for most of us that are living, we're living in spaces that we might have created some to some degree for ourselves, but everything is not about being perfect. But it is about finding those areas that we do want to tap into that energy and we do want to begin to get elevation in that particular part of our lives. And we do need to have a place that we can sort of kind of come back and sort of kind of gather ourselves, you know, coming back inside yourself. We think about that when we talk about the Temple of Luxor. You know, our ancestors built this. It was a place where man could study himself within himself. And this is what all of our sacred spaces are to us, and our ancestors recognize that. So it doesn't matter if you're talking about abundance and prosperity, if you're talking about inner knowledge, whether it has to do with careers and maybe your life journey, if it's dealing with your children and creativity, hope, and just travel, maybe your health and unity, love and relationship, you know, illumination, and also just every aspect area of your life. Know that your sacred space is reflecting these things, and so you can symbolically help yourself find markers so that you can begin to work on those things internally. So that's what we're going to be talking about as we continue. So now, we're moving right along. And I got a lot of the emails about so many people who were working on doing sort of the work of getting out the clutter, which is a part of the prereq just to begin to get into. The furniture placement, the colors, and all of that, we'll be talking about that. But really getting rid of the clutter. I do want to say this because so many of you sent me emails. And you asked me about your altars, and was it a good idea to have an altar at your front door? Because we were talking about clearing things out. Well, your altar is not clutter. We were talking about clearing anything that can be considered clutter, or anything that makes your energy go down versus making your energy go up. So I just kind of wanted to put that in there. So now we're going to be talking about sacred space clearing and actually going through the steps. There are actually 4 steps that we're going to go through and talk about them. They're pretty easy steps. They're things that we do. And we're going to talk about sort of the preparation. So the first step, we know what that first step is. That's getting rid of all of the clutter and cleaning, you know, removing of all of the dust, you know, getting in those corners. We know what those corners represent. So cleaning, getting rid of the dust, getting rid of the clutter, you know, letting go of those things that are broken, those things that need to be fixed and repaired, you know, just getting rid of them. Letting those things go. And for those things that we can't let go of, there was an exercise, the shape-shifting exercise. And I encourage all of you to do this. This is something, encourage all of you to do this. I had a sister that emailed me that even had her children sort of participate in this, in the shape-shifting and knowing why they wanted to hold on to certain things. And they came up with some amazing insight, not only for themselves, but their family. So it's a great exercise that you can begin to incorporate with the whole family, but really just letting those things go that make your energy go down. And so now we're getting ready to get into the second step. So yes, the first step, clear and clean kind of go together, but we're going to be talking about clear, clean, sealing, and energizing the rooms. These are going to be the 4 steps that we're going to talk about. And the next step, like I was saying, is really what we call sort of the purification. You know, getting rid of the negative energy. This is where the actual sacred space clearing goes. This is where you work your magic. We're going to be talking about that step there. This is actually where you work your magic. First, I do want to touch on what are some of the reasons, because this was another question that came up. What are some of the reasons we should do a sacred space clearing, and when is a good time to do it? A good time to really do sacred space clearing is anytime you feel like it. No, seriously. Anytime that you feel the need that you need to cause a shift in the energy in your home, in your sacred space, I recommend you do it. That's one. Another good time is if there is a new baby coming into the home. That's a great time. If someone is leaving, that's a great time to do it. If someone is moving in, it's a great time. If you yourself are moving, it's a great time to do it. If someone has been ill or sick in the home, you want to do it. If someone made their transition in the home, this is going to be great for you to do. If you're getting a new job, maybe a new career, you're changing, you're making a shift. A lot of you are shifting your consciousness, going to the next level in your consciousness. We talked about this in the sessions that I do as well. That's a great time to do it. When you sort of commit yourself to something, maybe you're in a relationship and now you're committed to that relationship, it's a great time to do it. Or let's say that you're sort of kind of closing the chapter and the relationship is taking a different turn. Excellent, excellent time to do it. And I can't tell you how much that's going to help you. That really is going to help you, because often we have a lot of memories, not just in the physical sense from a past relationship, but we also have that energy. You see, that energy of that other person is still lingering around. You know, that energy is there. So that's another great time to do it. It's a great time to do it throughout the seasons change, because we know symbolically the seasons really represent a lot of different things internally. So that's a great time to do it as well, too. So the goal is to go with your feeling, to go with your intuition on this, when to do it, but those are also some excellent times to begin to do sacred space clearing. Oh, also, and let me not forget about this, another great time to do this is because we're just living in changing times. And this is even something that the Zulu tribe does as well, too. And this is if someone has been incarcerated in jail and they're coming back home, that's a great time to do it. So coming back out of a situation is an excellent time to do it as well, too. Now, here's something that's interesting, and I'll share this with you really quick. The Zulu tribe, what they've done is if someone, because, you know, so much goes on in the political and the social scene, especially when we're talking about different regions in South Africa. Some of the sacrificing rituals have been created for purification after a jail sentence. So let's say there was a husband and wife, or when the husband or the wife returns from jail, the first thing they must do is they must take a bath, you know. They must take a bath with some sacred herbs and to really begin to cleanse and purify themselves. And then they need to sleep either near the bed or on the floor. And what they do is they sleep on the bed, near the bed, not on the bed, excuse me, or on the floor until one of them has a dream that everything is going to be okay. And it's not until then that they actually get back into the bed and actually sleep back in the physical bed. But we'll get into that when we start to talk about some of the purification techniques and what symbolically that represents in some ways that you can actually clear the energy out of your bed if that needs to be as well, too. So just something interesting there to let you know that this is something that's been universally used throughout the world. And definitely let's not forget the new year. The new year is a great time to do a sacred space clearing as well, too. During the solstice times of years, of course, those are great times to do it there. I wanted to mention that. Now, the Chinese, one of the things that they do, and you see this symbolically, it's sort of kind of traveled all over the world, is that they began to shoot fireworks. The reason they were shooting the fireworks is because they believe that the fireworks, the loud noise, breaks up old stagnant energy, and what it does is it sort of prepares for the new energy to be ushered in. So this is how sort of that firework thing sort of symbolically got started. But we're going to talk about space clearing using things of sound, because that's a very powerful way that you actually can clear the energy or raise the astral vibration in the rooms or in your sacred space as well. So in this stage of actually getting ready to do the space clearing, what you want to do is you want to take some time and really begin to think this out. How are you going to do it? You know, what does it look like? Is it, what day is it going to be on? Are you going to do it on a Tuesday? Are you going to do it on a Sunday? You know, who's going to be involved in this space clearing with you? Is it just going to be yourself? Are you going to be, accompanying other family members or friends or your mate? How are you going to do it? So really you want to give some energy about how this is going to happen to you. So you want to take some time to begin planning sort of your sacred space clearing and what you want to do. Then we're going to talk about, you're going to find yourself a place, preferably somewhere near the door of your house. So if you're doing your whole house or your apartment or your trailer or wherever you live, you want to find a space near the beginning, the opening, where we call the mouth or the chi, to begin to do that. And this is where you're going to actually set up a temporary altar. And this is where you'll put all of your supplies at when you're getting ready to do your sacred space clearing. If you just have a room, then you can do it inside of your room door with your door closed. That's certainly fine. You do want to make sure that you have it somewhere close by, and if possible, have a tray or something that can act as a tray for you so that you can use this temporary altar to go back and get the things that you need and then take them into the room or the space where you're working. If you're only working within a room, then of course you can have all of your things there as you need them. Now first, let me go ahead and put this out there. There really is no one best way cleaning method or sacred space clearing method. There really isn't. You know, each method is uniquely, or should be, sort of kind of have your energy, because as I always say, you are the magic that makes it come to life. So there isn't no one way. What I'm going to be sharing for you is something that's worked for me, and I'll share it with you. So that's what I'm doing, something that's worked for me, and I'll share it with you. So there is no one way to do this, but this is certainly a way that it can be done. So you'll have a spot set up for your blessing altar. Once you have that spot for your blessing altar, this is where you're going to sort of set up this temporary altar, and you're going to begin sort of the sacred space clearing here. We talked about at the entrance or in some other kind of central location where you can actually get to it. What this does is it really sets the tone and the energy for the whole ritual that you're doing, because it is a ritual that you're doing. So it's going to set the tone for that. Now, I would also recommend that the night before that you know that you're going to do this, because you're going to plan this, that you definitely pick out your clothes. You know, something you wouldn't normally wear. Sometimes when I'm cleaning the house, sometimes I just have on some shorts and maybe a t-shirt, and I'm just kind of in the house, you know, just me just clearing, just cleaning and doing what I do. But you want to plan this, so you want to pick out something special. Now, I'm not telling you, you know, ladies, to pull out the stilettos and, you know, you know, or pull out this, you know, pull out the silk suit. I'm not saying that, but definitely you do want to plan it. You want to give it some thought and some energy, because this is spiritual work, you know, and it is something that is going to impact you and everyone who enters into your sacred space. So you do want to do that. So you'll get your clothes and everything together. It is recommended that the night before you actually take a sea salt bath. And we know the properties in salt, which we'll be getting into that a little later, but it's very purifying and very cleansing. And just begin to get yourself in that state of mind, because it is about a feeling. It is about a state of mind. It is about you connecting, you know, connecting with your higher self and also the spirit and the energy that is around you. And on your altar, on your blessing altar, you want to make sure, I just wanted to touch on this, you want to make sure that it does sort of reflect, if it's more than just you in the home and everyone's going to be sort of participating in this, make sure that you have something symbolically there that really is about hope, and it really is about prosperity, and really sort of kind of represents a little bit of everyone in the home on the altar. And so after you've taken your bath and you sort of purified yourself and gotten yourself in the right state of mind, and you began to set this temporary altar up, I would recommend that you use an altar cloth. Now, for those of you who have had sessions with me, we talked about different colors that are certainly associated with your energy and vibration of where you are now. That would be a great color for you to use. You can also, if it's a family, let's say, maybe you want to take different strips of altar cloth and put them across. You know, have everybody pick their color and put it there. Really just make this a full experience. Another very, very important step before you actually get to do the work and begin to get into the magic is really set the intention. And really focus your intention based upon feeling. Feng Shui, remember that. Sacred space clearing is about a feeling. It's about the feeling of that. You know, this is probably one of the reasons you feel it should be done. We talked about some reasons it could be done, but it's really about that energy. And we know energy is real. You can feel it. You really can. And so you want to state your intention. What is the feeling you want that room to have? So, for instance, if you're working, let's say, in the family room or the living room, and you want that feeling to be of love and unity and sort of communication and sort of coming together, that's the feeling that you want, then that's what you sort of kind of place your intentions in. I would recommend that you write your intention down. Take some time, you know, go room by room and really set the tone for the feeling that you want and write out an intention statement. And we'll go back and we're going to talk about this from the perspective of making sort of an affirmation and how to begin to use these intentions or affirmation statements more. So now, next what you'll do is you're actually going to begin by either standing, or you can either sit down, it's up to you, or you can either make a circle if it's going to be a family or a group participating in this, around the blessing altar or the temporary altar. And what you're going to do is really, really just focus your intention for guidance, you know, really, really beginning to ask the spirit or the God, or ask the spirits for guidance to help you as you continue with your sacred space clearing. Here are some of the goddesses that you may want to begin to work with when you get ready to do your sacred space clearing. That's going to be, you can either use the goddess Vista or the goddess Hedheru. Hedheru, of course, the house of Heru or the house of fire. And then Vista, who is the Roman goddess who is over home. That really is about sort of the protection and sort of kind of bringing that harmony into home, as well as the Egyptian goddess Hedheru. So these are some of the goddess energies that you may want to begin to do to work with as you get ready to get your everything in line so that you can start the house clearing. Now, the tools again. Some of the tools that you may want to get. You may want to get a bell. You may want to get a chime and place it on your tray as well, too. You want to begin to put those things on there. Also, a rose, you know, you want to decorate it. The rose symbolizes love, so a rose would be a great object to place there as well as some crystals, too. And we'll get into what type of crystals you can put on there as well, too. Some incense, some essential oils, all of these different things. Feathers, if you have them, would be excellent and great to work with as well, too. To put on your tray, just anything that you will need, the tools that you're going to need. And we're going to go through some of these tools that you'll need to put on your tray as well, too. So there's many different things. Like I said, there's so many different things that you can do and so many different ways that you can actually do your sacred space clearing ritual. on your tray, but I'll go through some of them so that you can just sort of have an idea. And again, use your intuition of what's going to feel right for you, your space, and the people in your space. Scents, of course, aromatherapy, so incense, essential oils, we talked about that. You can use sound, so things you can put on your tray, as well as bells, chimes you can use drums, music. So you want to make sure you have your favorite CDs, you know, and music plays a very, very important part of moving energy, because that vibration, not only is it left over sort of in the remnants of the room, but all the objects in the room, because objects hold energy. And so this energy needs to be cleared, as well as it needs to have that vibration as well. You can also have the use of color through flowers. You can use color through fabric. And, of course, one of my favorites is candles. So candles and flowers, I love them, as well as fabric. So this is how you can incorporate color. So if you want to use things of color, this is another way that you can sort of put these things on your trays. When it comes to crystals and stones, you can do that. So gems and crystals, you want to just gather the crystals and the stones that you have, and we'll talk about some good ones you can begin to work with as well, too. And, of course, more candles, can't have enough, because that also represents the element of fire there as well, too. So you can't definitely forget your blessings. So you remember when I told you to take some time and give some energy to this. Maybe one of the things that that I give out in one of my sessions, and I'm not going to go into the whole process of it, but it's about doing walking the labyrinth of your home. But a part of that, enclosed in that, is about writing your own mantras. And also about making your own intention statement. So we talked about the intention statement for your sacred space clearing. You want to begin to put these maybe on strips of paper. If you're doing multiple rooms, then you want to make sure that on each one of the pieces of paper, you write down your intention statement and have them on the tray and have them labeled so you know what intention statement goes where. And if it's more than just yourself, you want to incorporate what everyone's intention statement is. And then what I did when I did it with my family here, me and Baby Blue, we actually just punched holes in it and tied ribbons. So I had my intention statement for the living room, and she also made her own, and we had them together, and we tied. We used our favorite colors or the colors associated with us, and we tied ribbons, and we had those intention statements. So when we went into each room to get ready to clear them, we knew what both of our intentions were, and having them sort of kind of emerge together. So that's a really cool thing that you can do to get the whole family involved, or get yourself involved and also your mate as you continue, as well as affirmation statements. So you can write the intention, the affirmation statements, your mantras, whatever, and you can begin to put it there. Now, as you begin to enter the room, what you're going to do is you're actually going to take the tray. So if it's not in the room that you're in, you're going to take the tray and you're going to put it down somewhere. Your first thing that you're going to do when you get ready to do the space clearing is you're really going to stand sort of in the entranceway. I recommend that you take sort of a slow, deep breath, you know, to really begin to center yourself. And begin to ground yourself, you know, to the earth. Just kind of imagine yourself sort of kind of being grounded down at the earth. At the same time, really connecting yourself with the infinity of the universe and just sort of being in both places. When we think about the Casey Kasem statement, when he says, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars, that's kind of the feeling you want to get when you're standing there. Now, let's say you decide to use a bell. The first thing you're going to do is really, really, as you begin to walk around the room, feel the energy in the room. You'll be able to feel the different places where the energy is high and where the energy is low. So you're going to slowly, slowly just kind of walk around the room, really taking your hand and feeling those places. So you want to make sure that you're comfortable. In some cases, some of us will be clearing rooms that we haven't gone in for 6-7 months. We'll be clearing rooms where maybe there was some negative energy that was in that room. So you want to take some time and familiarize yourself with the energy that's in the room before you actually get ready to clear the energy there. So let's say that you're actually doing this process, and let's say you're going to use a bell, okay, because that's something pretty simple. Let's just say we're going to use a bell. What you first want to do is you want to, after you've recognized where the energy is, you want to bring yourself back to the entranceway again. You want to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. You're going to focus, and then you're going to ring the bell. And then you're going to listen very carefully as you begin to ring the bell. What you're listening for is the sound. You're listening for a very crisp and clear sound. And then you're going to start going, let me make sure I get your directional points right for you. You're going to start going counterclockwise around the room, and you're going to be ringing the bell. And then you're going to ring the bell until you come all the way around the circumference of the room counterclockwise until you get back to the beginning of the door or back by the entranceway. Now, this is important, this next step. Let's say that you come back and you feel like you need to redefine the space even more. You need to do it even more, some more. I wouldn't recommend using the same thing as the bell, but maybe using something else that you can use, such as an incense, and we'll get into how you can begin to do that with that. But you want to use something else to do, or either a spray. We'll talk about how to mix the essential oils together, and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to go in the counterclockwise motion around the room. Again, just to make sure that you've cleared all the energy out there. Remember, keeping and holding all of those intentions. You're going to go and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to once more circle the room. So now, let's just say that we chose another method to go around the room and clear the room as well, too. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to my bell, and this time, as I'm ringing the bell, I'm going to be making a figure eight. So you're going to make a figure eight going counterclockwise in the room. What this is going to do, this is what we call sealing. And so you're actually going to seal this energy that you've cleared the energy and you've raised the vibration. Now you're going to seal it. And this is how you seal the energy. You're going to make a figure eight in the room to seal the energy in the room. So, yes, you're going to make the figure eight. And we know eight is the figure eight. And that's going to sort of, like I said, seal the room. I was speaking with the elder Abu Shahid, and he was telling me, according to Supreme Mathematics, build and destroy. So what you're doing with that figure eight is you're actually destroying the negative energy, and you're setting a path to continue to build on that positive energy. So eight, the number of infinity. And this is how you're going to seal off the room, making this figure eight. And symbolically, that's what you're doing. You're keeping sort of that positive energy there. We'll talk about how to restore and how to keep that energy where you want it as we continue. And then what you're going to do is you're actually going to continue this process in every single room of your apartment, of your house, of your home, or if you're in the room, you're going to do this until you can complete it, of course, but you're going to do this in every single area of the home. Now, you can choose another tool if you want to, or you can use the same thing. You can do two different tools in a room. Remember, you're sort of going to go with your intuition on here. That's going to lead you as well. And so you'll do all the rooms. You're going to circle the room, going clockwise, and in the clockwise manner first, and then you'll go back through, and then you'll seal it with the figure eight until you've gone through all of the rooms in the house. Now, here's what's important. After you've done this in every single room in the house, what you may want to do is go back and clear the energy of yourself, of the people, yourself, who's involved in the space clearing. So if you have the bell, you want to do that. You want to gently take the bell and kind of go over your whole body from top to bottom. And you want to use the bell to clean or cleanse that energy off of yourself as well, too. So once you've done that and you sort of kind of clear the energy off of yourself, and that could be done standing up, laying down, however you choose to do that with yourself and your partner and those who are involved in it with you, the next thing that you want to do is you want to actually return back to your temporary altar or the blessing altar for the sacred space clearing ceremony. And at the altar at this time, you want to ask for blessings for all the occupants of your home, yourself included as well, and really, really just take some time to really, really sort of give out those blessings, you know. Think about your intentions that you set for your sacred space in your home. So, you know, by offering sort of kind of an invocation, what this does is it draws in the positive energy that you desire, and it brings about healing and transformation into the cleared space, you know. And so these are some of the things. So you may want to write an intention statement, an affirmation or invocation of what you want to have brought into the space and asking for those blessings. Here's an example of what you may say. May the divine creator in all things bring blessing and peace for all seen and unseen in this sacred space. May this sacred space, this house, be filled with love and joy and laughter. Ashe. So that's an example of what you may use. It's going to be different for each one of us because we have different experiences, different things going on in our lives. So whatever that is, make sure that you do sort of kind of fit the needs of yourself and those who may be entering your sacred space or those who you share your sacred space with too. Know that it's going to be a unique intention for your ceremony and begin to work from there. So if you want to sort of kind of have that place, maybe the office, you want to fill it with sort of kind of quiet or meditative energy. I have a couple of you that I'm working with now where we're doing actually what I like to call sacred space or feng shui readings, and I'm working with you. And you want to have your office or your, you want to have the office or a place of where you're doing your meditation, and you want to begin to fill it with this sort of energy. These are some of the things that you begin to tailor this for so that it can fit the needs of not only just the people who are in the room, but everything that's in the room. Remember, all of these things are a reflection. It's a mirror of us, and they also hold energy as well, too. So this is the importance of making sure that you have that invocation so that that energy is being resonated in the space, in the sacred space, as you say it so. Just remember, whatever the energy is that you invite, that's going to be the energy that really just sort of kind of comes in to the home. So, you know, it's kind of that ask and you shall receive. And that's a beautiful thing. And you'll be able to tell a significant difference after you're done. Now, here's the last step. We're certainly not done because we're going to get into some different ways of doing this. But one of the last steps that can be done is really about energizing the space or keeping the space sort of kind of energized. It's a way to sort of kind of preserve the new sort of kind of vibrant energy that you've called into the room. One of the most easiest ways to keep the energy sort of kind of alive and sort of kind of vibrant in the room is really through placing live plants, you know, maybe plants or you may, if you have fish or small pets that you can, like fish, you can put them in there as well, too. That will do it, too. Those are just two ways that you can begin to do that to keep the energy there. Also, you always want to remember, if you're in a house, I know sometimes for me, in my house, sometimes I have to remember to go take my energy into every room of my house at some point in the day. That's also going to keep that energy, that chi, that arit, as our ancestors would say, moving through the house, keeping that flow going as well. Now, here's a really neat thing that has been done for a long time that you actually can do with plants, and I think it's really cool to do as well, too. You can either take some small stones, and you can write power words on the stone, like love and peace and joy, or whatever you want to write on the stone, prosperity, and take a permanent marker and put it on the stone. And you can use these stones to put around your plants. Put them at the bottom or around your plants. That's one of the ways that you can do. You're going to place that at the base, sort of the healthy stamp, the healthy plant, excuse me. You can also put symbols on there. So if you can draw, I'm just not a good drawer, but you can draw little symbols on there as well, too. Another thing you can do is you can take your intention. You can also take sort of your affirmation statement, and you can write it. I took some of the affirmation statements that me and my daughter made for each one of the rooms, and I took it and I buried it inside the base of the plants in the house. And so each time I would go, me and her, of watering, to water the plants, it was really feeding or helping this energy or this intention, this affirmation come to life. And so that's symbolically a way that you can do that, that will keep energizing that sacred space, that room or that area that you have plants in. So plants are a great, great way to keep the energy sort of kind of new and fresh and sort of vibrant. Setting up permanent altars is another way to really keep the energy very new and keeping the energy very alive in your home, too. So you can also think about putting altars. I know some of you have altars in almost every single one of your rooms, and I'm getting there. I have just about an altar just about everywhere, somewhere symbolically of an altar in the rooms in my home as well, too. But you want to set up a permanent altar. That's an excellent way for you to do that. So whether you're spending time meditating, you know, with your thoughts and your intentions. And once again, this is you sort of kind of connecting with the energy of your home and really just using your magic, as I call it, as, you know, just helping your magic continue to flow through your house and through your home. So these are the steps. These are the four steps so that you can keep sort of your home filled with sort of that energy of love and joy and peace and happiness, you know, so that everyone who enters into your home, yourself included, it can be that place where you can sort of kind of re-energize yourself, that place where your spirit is uplifted and everyone who comes in sort of becomes more spiritually enlightened. So before we continue to go on, because we're actually getting to the end of the first hour here, and then the second hour we'll go into the different techniques about what you can use for sacred space clearing, let's go back over the steps. We're going to talk about the first one, which was clearing. And that was about the preparation, getting rid of the clutter. It was about cleaning the room. This was the steps where everything must be clutter-free. This is also the step where we began to set up the blessing altar. And then next, what we have was the clearing process. This is actually where the work is getting done. This is when the actual sacred space clearing gets done. This is where you work your magic. I always say, know your magic. And don't forget, when you're doing the sacred space clearing, you're going to be moving in the clockwise direction and whatever object you choose to use. And you also want to make sure that you seal the room with the figure eight. You know, sealing the room. And then after that, you're going to go to the next step, and the next step is going to be sealing the room, which was the figure eight, excuse me. And then we're going to talk about the energizing part, how to keep the room energized, some of the things we can do. You can add altars in the room. That's one of the greatest ways to keep the room fresh and keep the vibrant energy that you've now sort of kind of put into the room, keep it there. And also, you can add plants as well, too. Let me back up because I forgot. You're going to do the invocation where you're going to bless all the occupants of the home, seen and unseen, for yourself, and really do that step first. And then you're going to go back and do the things that you need to do to keep the energy high. We talked about the different times that you can actually do a sacred space clearing. When is it necessary? Whenever you have that feeling that maybe you need to shift some energy around in your house, it's a great thing to do. So hopefully that was some information you guys can use. We have much, much more to cover. We have not even tipped the iceberg, but we're gonna continue on live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and we're talking about sacred space clearing and just how all of these things are connected with you. These are tools that our ancestors left for us. These are some of the things that were done, like I said, since the beginning of time, and they're still being done now. And so this is also a part of where we can really begin to step in and own our magic and begin to sort of show that reflection of as above, so below, in our very, very sacred space, the space between the outer and the inner world. When you cross that altar coming into your house, beginning to feel that energy that is so true to who you are and sort of what you came to the planet to do. This is the space where you begin to raise your vibratory frequencies, to raise the astral light in your home so that you can find that place of peace and harmony. So we'll continue here with part two with sacred space clearing. Peace. We'll be right back after this.
All right, Remix family, we are about to get into part two of the Sacred Space Clearing, and that was, I see a few people were asking in the chat room and iming me to see who that was. That was actual Una Esta by Bobby Humphrey. Love that jam. So we're about to get into part two. If you're not already on the lines, you can get on the line at 646-652-2711, and we're going to go ahead and continue on with part two of the Sacred Space Clearing tonight in our Revisiting the Ancient Art of Feng Shui.
All right, I am back with the second hour of Sacred Space Clearing. Woo! We're back. We covered, got some of the formalities out the way with the steps of how to do it. Now we're going to talk about the different tools that we can use to clear the energy in our sacred space. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, host of The Remix. Welcome, everyone. Thank you guys for joining me here live in the forum. I do want to put this out there for those of you who didn't get a chance to go back and listen to the show, of the Feng Shui show, the ancient art of Feng Shui. I encourage you to go back and download that show and get it. And for those of you who did not get to hear the full, complete 3 hours of the show that Brother Panic did with Inception, I encourage you to go back and definitely download that show. We will, upcoming, and I'll let you know the dates and details, be doing another show where Brother Panic will actually be doing a Q&A. For Inception. So that's going to be really, really cool. That's going to be good. Get your questions together. If you haven't seen the movie, I would encourage you to go see it. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show, I would encourage you to do that as well. Now, we're going to continue on, and as Brother Panic would say, kind of wish I had him here to say it, but I'll say it. We're going to talk about the infomercial now. This part, the reason Feng Shui is so important, and all jokes aside, is because in the sessions that I do, the healing work, the empowering work, the really just really the spiritual work, is about being able to see this reality that we know so much to be an illusion, but really recognizing that we do invoke our will here. And so everything that has shown up in our reality, the good, the bad, as I say, and the ugly, everything that has shown up is because somehow it is connected to us. It is connected to us inside. And sometimes the best way to see, not always, what is going on with you is to look at that reflection. And the best reflection in that mirror that you can look at is the mirror of your home, that place that you call your sacred space. And so this is what led me to really kind of share this with you guys. This has been sort of life-changing for myself and so many others. And hopefully it is something that you can begin to use as well, too. So we will be getting into all of those cool things of feng shui and placements of chairs and colors and all of that as we continue this series. But it's also important to know, how is this going to help you? What is the purpose of this? It's for you to begin to recognize that you are that extension. Your home is that extension, of you. Your home is that extension. That is you. So, you know, my mother used to always have this big thing, and when I was little, I really didn't kind of get the point. And she used to tell me, I hate it when I go to somebody's house and they say, excuse my home. And I'd say, why? And she'd say, because that's them. So either you accept that to be who you are. Don't say, excuse my house. For what? That's you. So if it's not what you want, then you need to make it what you want. And this is not about having fancy objects or nice decorative things on the wall. That's not what this is about. Not at all. So really, really begin to see this as your inner world. This is a part of your inner world. This is the manifestation. So those drawers in the kitchen, you know, that closet, that bedroom, that hallway, you know, the entranceway, the family room, the kitchen, all of this. All of these things are symbolically the representation of who we are internally and everyone who shares our sacred space with us. And so this is a way that you can take these sessions, especially those of you who have had sessions with me, because we talk about this, and I don't think it's very few sessions that I've had that we have not gotten into the sacred space component. But this is a way for you to take that and take it one step further. We're about advancement. We're about enlightening ourselves. And this is a way that you can continue to do that. So I wanted to share it with you guys. It's been very powerful for me, and also it'll be powerful for yourself as well, too, just to see the transformation. A lot of you have already been emailing me and Sister Manya and telling me about it. So I do want to let everyone out there know, of course, I do the Oracle readings as well as I do the Akashic Records readings, both of them. If you're interested in finding out more details about it, just email me at blue@gmail.com, and you can get all the information there. I will tell you, there is a waiting list. There is. And trust me, I'm working as hard and as long as I can, making sure that I keep myself in balance and making sure I keep myself top-notch so that I can give the best to each and every one of you in each one of those sessions. So if you're interested in getting a reading, definitely I would encourage you to email me so that you can begin to get, we can connect in our sacred space that way and do that. So they've been life-changing for a lot of other people who've experienced them, myself included too. So that's to get the info commercial out the way. For those of you who want to contact Brother Panic, whether you want to get the book Psychomancy, because a lot of Feng Shui does deal with the psychic. It has a lot to do with science and metaphysics as well. And Psychomancy is excellent for exercising those things of psychic powers, excuse me, which we all possess. And Brother Panic has access to get a copy of that. And for those of you who are interested in really opening up your pineal gland, the herb pack is excellent, as well as he has those baths as well, too. So you can just email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com to contact Brother Panic for any of those items as well, too. So now that we got the info commercial out the way, we're going to continue to move on. Now, something else that I'm going to be doing, because I'm working on some projects now with a couple of you who are selling your home. We're doing sort of feng shui consultations where I'm helping you sort of kind of get yourself in alignment so that the homes could sell. One has sold, so yay! Feng shui is alive, and I don't even like to call it feng shui, but that's what we now know it. These are just some ancient principles that our ancestors have left for us that we're using. And then some of you are just moving into a new place, and we've sort of did some consultation. So you're going to give me that feedback, that reflection, and let me know how all of those things are turning out for you moving. And thus, and some of you who are just interested in raising sort of the energy or causing the chi to flow in your home, for whether that be for love or prosperity or whatever it is, and I'm working with you, know that that's available too. So if you're interested in having a reading and you want that to be specifically tailored to those things of your environment, even though it does connect with you, you can let Sister Manya know, because I am offering a reading. Really what I'm calling it is a sacred space reading, a sacred space reading that will tell you about your space. I know some of you got that from me and you didn't ask for it, but I'm sorry, just when I pick up those energies about your home, because I know how important that is, I give that to you as well, so consider that to be a blessing. But if you're interested in that as well, just email me again at blue@gmail.com, and just let Sister Manya know that you're interested in a sacred space reading. And it's going to include those things of yourself, because, of course, this is where the reflection is coming from, and talking about sort of some of those cures or those remedies as well. Now, since we're talking about tools, we had the brother Geminiah come on, you know, Chief Raka, that came on and talked about pendulums and chakras and all of these things. What I wanted to let you guys know is that Sister Rainwater, who makes the amazing dream catchers, and if you don't have one of those, you definitely want to get one, but you also want to contact her, because a lot of the tools that we'll be talking about, she makes as well, too, especially when it comes to the pendulums. and making copper ones that are sort of kind of intertwined with different crystals. So you want to get with Sister Rainwater as well. If you guys are on Facebook, she's under Goddess Rainwater, and you can hit her up there to get some of these tools too. So know that it's a lot of brothers and sisters out there, you guys, yourself included too, that have some of these tools too. Make sure you kind of get at me, hit me up on Facebook, or leave a note on the Remix family, which is a group page on Facebook. Put your information up there so that people know how to get these things. I mean, we're going out to the stores, we're buying them from other people. Why not support each other? So that's a great way to do that. Now, done with the info commercial, let's get on to business. Yes, we're going to be talking about the different tools that we can use for clearing the energy in our sacred space. We talked about in the first part the steps and how it's going to be done. Now we're going to go into depth about what can be used. We're going to be talking about salt. Salt, 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 salt. Salt is one of the most universal things that I think is being used. It's almost every single indigenous culture, every culture has sort of a connection with salt and using it in purification. And so we're going to talk about the different types of salt and how you can use salt. Now, there are two types of salt that you can use. You can use what's called the rock salt, and you can use sea salt. Both of them work. Both of them are good. Both of them are excellent. Now, there are some things that are the same about them, and they also have a few things that are different. The obvious being sea salt. Sea salt is when you want to bring the energy of the water and the ocean with it, you know. So it's effective for you if you're using it in a space, especially when it has a lot to do with emotional healing. So when it comes to those matters of the heart and those things of emotion, salt, sea salt, is what you want to use as opposed to using rock salt. So that's going to be one of the difference. Now, rock salt, on the other hand, comes from the earth. So it's more grounding in its nature. And this is when you want to sort of incorporate the feeling of balance and sort of integrity. So those things about balance, when it comes to bringing balance in your life, you want to use that. Or maybe you need a combination of both. Maybe it's some emotional things you're dealing with, and then you need to ground yourself. But those are going to be the two differences. Both of them work. Like I said, there's no wrong or right way. You can either use the sea salt, which is really, really about emotional healing, or you can use the rock salt, which incorporates those things of balance. Now, let's talk about how to use it. Here's one of the simpler ways that you can use it. You're going to take the salt, and you're going to go around the perimeters of the room. Of course, you're going to pay attention to the corners. Remember, we talked about the corners, and when we look at our ancestors, notice most of their houses, especially when it's coming from Kemet, also coming from the Zulu tribe, and also our Native American ancestors, their homes were circular because they believed that in corners, evil lurked, and this is where the stagnant energy tends to fall. So you want to make sure that you pay attention to all of the corners in the room, and then you're going to leave the salt in place for at least 24 hours. And the reason you're doing that is because you're going to give it time to fully absorb and sort of kind of cleanse the energy. So you're going to leave the salt there for 24 hours. So after that, after the 24 hours, of course, you're going to clean it all up. Now, here's something. If you have small children or maybe pets, you want to think about this. But what you actually can do is you can leave just a little bit of salt in those corners. And that's just going to really, really help to, it's going to act as sort of an energy booster in the room. So to help to boost the astral energy in the room. So you can leave just a little bit in the corners. That's one of the ways that you can actually use salt. Now, here's a method. I kind of was doing some research on just how our ancestors used salt, and this is this was one of the ways that was said, you know, didn't find a whole bunch of concrete information on it, but this is one of the ways that it was said. But you can actually try this. if you want, if you have a need for this. What you can do, and here's how it goes. You take some salt, you can take sea salt, and you can put it in a frying pan and put it over a fire or on the stove. Now, if you're the person that's holding it, what you're going to begin to do is you're going to say sort of that mantra for yourself that you want to clear sort of kind of negative energy or negative spirits out of your home. You'll sort of kind of come up with that mantra, that sort of invocation to do that. And you're going to begin to ask for the bad spirits to go away while you're heating up the pan. Now, it's you can't be afraid when the salt starts jumping around, because it's going to be jumping around out the pan. Some say they even begin to hear voices and people talking and things saying, you can't. Don't turn around. Don't get distracted. You're just going to keep focused on holding that frying pan there, saying your positive affirmation or saying your invocation of what you want to happen, asking for the bad forces to go and for the good forces to begin to fill your home. So as you're holding it and the salt, you're going to do this until the salt doesn't jump anymore, until you don't hear any more strange voices or noises, until everything is gone. You're not going to pay attention to that. You're going to stay focused on what you're doing. And then once all the salt has stopped and all the voices have gone away and you don't see anything crazy anymore, then what you're going to do, you know that the cleaning, for one, has been completed because everything stopped. And so now all the bad sort of kind of forces are gone and the good forces are coming in. And then you're going to take the frying pan, you'll take it, and you'll take the salt, and you're going to flush it down the toilet. Now, at the same time that you're flushing it down the toilet, you're also going to be asking that those bad spirits go away, that have come, where they came from. You're asking them to return. So that's a salt clearing. So if you feel that you have sort of some bad sort of forces in your house or bad energy, that's a way to do it. Now, I'm going to give you some information here, and I want you guys to think about this. Doing sacred space clearing without taking care of some of the prereq steps, such as cleaning and also getting rid of the clutter, it's kind of like getting ready to go somewhere, getting all dressed up, having a new outfit, having the perfect escort, you know, the perfect brother to come pick you up, and having on dirty panties and undergarments. It's like having dirty panties on and getting all dressed up. They just don't go together. So it's important. I know that's kind of drastic, but I wanted to make sure that you guys know that you can't jump these steps like this. You can, but it's not going to be as effective for you. So you do want to go back and do the beginning work first before you begin to get into this clearing out the energy. It is important. So make sure you have those clean undies on, as your mother say. My mother used to always say that, you know. You make sure you have clean undies on. So that's a good way of just keeping that thought in mind. So I know we get in a hurry, and some people have emailed me and said, I just want to know what I need to do to clear the energy. Okay, well, did you do the first two steps? Because that's what's going to make it more powerful, is doing those steps there. Okay, just wanted to throw that in. So that's another way that you could actually use salt. Now, the Zulu tribe, use salt, and this is according to Credo Matwa, I believe that's how you say his name, use salt for a lot of different things. One of the things that they did, they believe that salt, as many of our ancestors did, was a great purifier. And by taking sort of these elemental things of water and salt and sort of kind of mixing them together, as a spray, and spraying them 9 times, this is what they would do. 1 time for every moon that the baby, because this is for when you're clearing a space where a baby is, that the baby is actually into the womb, into the area being cleared. You know, if no salt or water was available, what they would actually do, and I thought this was kind of real interesting, they would actually burn. They would take plants are burned, and the ashes, which will have some salt residue, they would use it. So if you have a new baby coming into the home and you want to clear this space, you can use sort of what the Zulu tribe did, and you can take part salt, part water, put it, spray it 9 times. This is going to be symbolic for every moon cycle that the baby is in the womb, and to clear the energy. Same thing, you want to make sure you go through the steps that we talked about as well too. So let's see what else we can do with salt. Now, I also want to let you guys know this too. Here are some things that you can instantly do as we continue. We're going to talk about salt, what you can do. But what if you stay in a place and maybe you sort of agree to do this, but maybe others that you share your home with or that you occupy your sacred space are not, they're not in agreement with this, or they just don't agree with this. Here's some things that you can do. These are going to be things that you can immediately do. And what this is going to do, it's going to raise the energy level in your home. One of them is to give your home a surface cleaning, really just cleaning everything on the surface. That's one of the things you can do. The other things you can do is put out fresh flowers once a week. I always go and get fresh flowers, me and my daughter, and we put them out. That's another way you can do it. Light candles is something that we do as well too. Also burn some incense and essential oils. The smell, I cannot tell you, is so key. And sacred space clearing as well. Put on some inspiring music, you know, music that makes you feel good, whatever that is. It doesn't matter about the genre, but just put on some music. You can also get rid of anything that's dying in your home. If you have plants that are dying or plants that are dead, you want to just sort of kind of get rid of them or get them in the condition. If they have dead leaves on them, you want to begin to take those leaves off, cut those leaves off, and get it back in its healthy state. If you have any negative photos or paintings, you know, we talked about shape shifting to really connect with the energy in the home. Maybe there's a picture that make you feel negative for whatever reason. You want to take those things down. You want to put them away. These are some things that you can do immediately to begin to invoke sort of that uplifting energy in your home. You can also, you know, give an affirmation statement and sing it throughout every single room in your house, and that will help as well too. So now let's talk about incense, how you can begin to use incense. Incense themselves really have sort of this spiritual connection anyway. You know, one of the things about incense is that we know that sort of messages to the unseen travel on the path of smoke. You know, the blessings and sort of those answers are returned via that smoke. And this is why a lot of times in movies you see sort of whenever the genie comes out, you see this smoke and sort of this type of thing. But incense are something that you can use. They have a lot to do with that spiritual connection, really, of the energy showing the flow. And you can use incense for your sacred space clearing as well. The smoke is really symbolic in the incense because it rises upward, and really this is really sort of symbolic of showing an immediate sense of peace and completion. And so incense really help with that as well too. They come in many different scents. It's best to use something of a natural scent that's going to work best, and I'll give you some examples here as well too. So what you're going to do is the same thing. You'll go back to your blessing altar, you'll get your incense, and you'll light it, making sure that you have sort of your intention, your invocation for the particular room that you're in. You're going to follow those steps the same way. You're going to walk around the room. If you're in just your room, you want to make sure the door is closed. So you'll walk around the room with the incense, making sure to go into all the different areas, paying attention to the corners. You may want to have one or two incense, more than one or two in your hand, until the room is sort of kind of covered in a haze. You're going to also go and you're going to do the figure eight again to seal the room once you're done. And then just sort of as you're in the midst of everything, the incense in the room, simply close your eyes and really just imagine and really begin to speak those words of life into the room that you're in, and really what is your intention for that particular room and the energy that you're calling forth in that particular room. Once you're done, you're going to open up all of the windows and you're going to allow all of the smoke from the incense to be blown away throughout the house, throughout the door, throughout the room, really symbolically of taking away all of the negative energy and leaving all of the intention energy to be left. So after all the smoke has cleared, then the positive energy is there. And then on your way out the room, it's a good idea, whenever I use incense, I go back with my bell and I seal the room once more, and then just follow the steps from there. Some good incense that you can use is going to be cedar, frankincense, myrrh, patchouli, sage, and also sandalwood. Those are going to be really, really good for you to use. You can also use resins as well, too, to do this as well, too, and also with crystals. I know when Sister Rainwater sent me my dream catcher, she also sent me the charcoal as well as some herbs to burn as well, too, with crystals in it. So all of these things are really, really excellent tool for you to begin to use and continue to use as you're doing your sacred space clearing. Now, how you can use a crystal or you can use a stone, one of the ways that you can do is either on your blessing altar, you can create a medallion using different crystals and stones, really taking into consideration their properties, what each one of them stand for, and what are and what you'll be invoking the energy from. And so even if you don't use it, but just by having it there and making the medallion, it is going to invoke that energy throughout the sacred space while you're doing your space clearing. So now, talking about the different candles you can use. Candles, really, I mean, throughout the years and centuries, candles are really that metaphor for life. And so candles, the flame of the candle, really serves as sort of the power, a powerful focus of intention and also meditation. It can also help to activate. You can think of it this way, sort of the candle helps to activate your inner fire or your inner arit or your life force or your chi, the energy within you. And some of the colors you may want to think about, the color white in choosing candles for spiritual blessings and purity, also for healing and rest. You can use sort of the color green, and green for prosperity, for business, for steady work, for good crops, and also for money. Yellow can be used as well, too, symbolic of gold even, using that for cheerfulness and also attraction and devotion. And the color red, of course, for affection and passionate and love. And the color pink, it's for romance, it's for clean living, and also for attractions. And so all of these different colors, orange as well too, so you can do that. Orange you can light for change of plans, sort of the opening of the way as well too. So all of these different colors, the blue, light blue for peace and harmony, joy and kindly intentions, and also for dark blue, really, really helping to get rid of those things of depression and also moodiness. And also unfortunate circumstances, you can begin to use all of these different colors for that, and really, really bringing these colors together and lighting these candles in your home when you're doing, you know, feng shui. One of the candles that I would recommend that you use, I use soy-based candles for me because they don't really leave the smut. When you light candles and the smut sometimes tends to just fall and leave residue in the room. So I use soy-based candles, but really you can use any candles, beeswax candles, also burn a lot softer and also smoother as well, too. And so you can also consider whether or not you want to incorporate scents with your candles, because that's always good to do, too. Some of the scents that you want is sort of rosemary, the lemons, The eucalyptus, as well as pine is also good. All of these are very, very purifying sort of scents that you can use with candles. So you can either have the candle on your altar, on the blessing altar, or you can also bring the color candles into the room that you're actually doing the sacred space clearing. And this is going to help to intensify that act as well, too. So that's going to be the use of candles. Don't forget candles. They're very powerful as well. Now, when we begin to talk about crystals, one of the crystals that I would recommend for everyone to get is the citrine. Now, the citrine is a particular crystal that is used in feng shui, especially at this time, but it is about prosperity. And so you can use the citrine by placing it in a bowl in the room. You can place it in the bowl in a room and begin to work with the citrine that way. You can also take it, and usually you can place it at the back left corner of the room of the house, sort of if you're standing towards the front of the door, place it in the left corner or whatever room is going to be away from there. So you can take the citrine while you're cleansing the room. Keep in mind there's many different ways to do this, but you can take it and place it in every single corner while you're clearing the energy out of the room, and then afterwards collect them back and put them in a bowl and even have them to stay in the room. You can also use the clear quartz as well too, because it's used to bring in positive energy, as well as the amethyst, the rose quartz. Lots of different crystals that you can begin to use as well, too. You want to check the properties of the crystal as well, and that's going to be one of the ways that you can use it. Now, I have some more rituals, I guess you can say, that it's utilizing the God and Goddess energy that I get into my one-on-one private sessions that we can go over for more intense cleaning. But what I'm doing here is just giving you some examples of how you can begin to use candles, crystals, incense, and more. You can also use sage, something that comes from our Native American ancestors. You can begin to burn sage and sort of kind of walk the room with sage and burn it that way. So there's many things that you can do, and really it's a time for you to be creative when it comes to taking care of your sacred space and raising the vibration. One thing also to keep in mind when you light candles is know that candles they really do play a vital part in space clearing. Candles really, really help to raise sort of the astral light or the astral energy of the room. So you want to make sure that the candles are lit and place them throughout the rooms. You know, we talked about the different colors you can use and the different scents, because scents also is another way that we raise sort of our astral light or our vibratory frequency. And it's an important role when it comes to really, really, really sort of kind of shifting the energy. And, you know, fire, of course, is associated with purification. So that's also why lighting incense, burning essential oils, these things of smells, you know, the higher the vibratory smell, as opposed to maybe smelling some tennis shoes or some spoiled food, really smelling those scents of lavender, those scents of frankincense and myrrh, those scents of musk, you know, it really just sort of kind of raises our awareness and really allows us to tap into that energy, like I said, that energy of a higher frequency. The main important thing is don't forget that everything that's in your reality is a reflection of you. And while we're doing all of this work to clean and to clear away and to remove negative energy inside our environments, don't forget that that also may need to be done within you. Maybe it's time for a colon cleansing. Maybe it's time for you to begin to cleanse and clear those things out of yourself as well. Often I think it's great to do those things hand in hand with each other. So while you're clearing out your space, you're also clearing out yourself. And you'll be able to see great, great transformation. You'll be able to see the chi not only flow or the irate flow more freely through you, but also through your sacred space as well. And don't forget things like feng shui or doing some sacred space clearing when it comes to your purse. Ladies, when it comes to our purses and our bags that we carry, and brothers also, if you carry wallets or maybe your car, you know, really let this know that anywhere that you take your sacred temple, your sacred self, that this should also be reflective of that as well. So wherever you show up, that's where the mirrors show up. So whether it's your desk at work, because that is something as well that you need to take in consideration, or if it is sort of your purse or your car or whatever it is, that is your reflection as well too. So all of these things will continue to help you with sort of creating sort of a sacred space and clearing the negative energy so that you're able to raise the astral light or the vibration in your sacred space. We're going to continue on. I wanted to see if we could actually get to being able to create some maps at this time, but we may have to do that during another show. But what we're going to talk about right now and get into is we're going to talk about different remedies. Now that you've done that, now that you've gone through those steps, and whenever you take the time that you actually can clear the energy out of this space, you can begin to look around at some structural things. What are some things that you can do that in feng shui, they call them cures or remedies? So we're going to go through some quick cures and remedies. Again, it's so much here that we could be here forever sort of kind of going over this. And the goal is really just to give you some of those tools that you can begin to use. And if you want to have more information or if you want to go more in depth, go back and listen to the first show I did as well as the second show. And or you can contact me at question4blue@gmail.com. And just let me know that you want to find out more information about what you can begin to do in your sacred space. So now we're going to talk about remedies or cures that you can do. And these are things that you can do really, really quick that will help you in a lot of different areas. All right, so we're going to continue on. I think we actually do have enough time that we can actually get into some other tools that you can begin to use, and that's going to be the Bagua map. Now, what is the Bagua? I guess I'll go over that. The Bagua is an energy template that's used, and here's a couple of ways that it's used. It's an energy template that's sort of used as a map or grid, and it actually goes over your whole sacred space. And it kind of goes from the macro to the micro. So let me explain what I mean. If we're using the Bagua map and you have a home, which would be the property, that's going to be the macro. And then the house is going to be the micro, how it's going to be used over your house. And then again, how you use the map inside the micro again, which will be the room. So whether you stay in the dorm, whether you stay in the house, or whether you stay in the trailer, it doesn't matter where you stay or what room you're doing, you can use the Bagua map. And so now the Bagua map that we'll be using is the one that they sort of call the three-door methods. It's comprised of 9 different squares. And it looks just kind of like if you're playing tic-tac-toe, it looks like that. That's what it looks like. So you have 3 squares at the bottom, 1, 2, 3, and then 3 in the middle, 1, 2, 3, and then 3 above that, 1, 2, 3. So all lines go to 3. So just think of a tic-tac-toe board. You can actually Google Bagua, B-A-G-U-A, and you can find a Bagua map anywhere. Or you can make one, and that's what we'll do. We'll go through the steps of how you can make one. So now, once you set your, get a piece of paper, you can take some typical printing paper, that will work, to make your Bagua map. You're going to draw the 2 lines down the center of the paper and then 2 lines across, and that should form your 9 blocks for you. Now, starting at the very bottom, we're going to go through what the positions are. If you have the paper in front of you, the very first square in the middle, we'll start with that one. That is going to be the square of career, And also, this is going to be about life journeys. So that's going to be their career, life journey. Also, this is about self and about work in this particular area. So these are some of the things to begin to think about. Now, the element, I'll also give you the element that corresponds with that as well. The element is going to be water. I'm also going to give you some colors to correspond with, but later we'll get into those different things of colors because these are things that sort of can flip back and forth. You're not necessarily locked into this. Remember, we're not trying to create a religion here, but we are trying to get some remedies or some cures for particular areas of our lives where this reflection is showing up in our reality of our sacred space. So the colors are going to be blue and black. Now, let's go to the right-hand corner, which is next to the career block. In this section, this is where you're going to have compassion. You'll have helpful people and also travel. The colors associated with this is going to be white, gray, and also metallic. You'll see, so white, grays, and metallics, and also some say black. So just depending on the grid you have, you may also have black in this area. And the element that's going to be correspondent here is going to be metal. So make sure you put that there. Now, let's go to the far left-hand corner. And this is going to be about knowledge, wisdom, harmony, and also inner knowledge. You can put that there. So either inner knowledge, wisdom, and harmony, which is going to encompass them all. The element that it's associated with is the element of earth, and the colors are going to be black, blue, and greens. And so now we're going to go to the center of the grid, and the center of the grid is about well-being and balance, and also health and unity. And so this is the particular area where you can go to achieve balance as well. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more, but the element that's connected, and rightfully so, is going to be earth. And the colors connected is going to be the colors yellow and brown. And so now we're going to go over to the right-hand side, which is above our sort of our compassion and helpful people. And also travel. So right above that, on the right-hand side, across from where we just left with health and unity, is going to be creativity. It's going to be creativity. It's also going to be children and also legacies. Now, the element that is here is also metal. Yes, correct, metal. All right. And the colors are going to be white, they're going to be gray, and they're also going to be pastels. So white, gray, and pastels, and the element is metal again. So you should have two metals on top of each other. All right, so now we're going to go over to the far left, and this is going to be family, health, and also community. Again, depending on the Bagua map that you get, these things may alter just a little bit, but this is about family, community, as well as foundations and health. Now, the colors associated is going to be blue and also green. And your element here is going to be wood. Now, we're going to go to the top. And this time we're going to do the top left. So we're just going to go above family and foundation. And this is going to be about abundance. It's going to be about prosperity as well as wealth and power. And the colors you're going to see here associated, or the colors of power here, is going to be the blues, purples, and reds. Now, depending on the Bagua map that you're using, you may see this different. What I tend to find is that what is going to be associated here from an element is going to be wood. But you will also see fire here as well, too. So my recommendation is to go with wood, but I have seen fire in this area too. Once we get into talking about the different elements and how that flow goes, you'll understand why you need to choose what's going to go there. But I'm going to say wood. And the colors, if I didn't get them, are going to be the blues, purples, and red. And the element is going to be wood. And now we're talking about what would be, if we're looking at the map, this is actually going to be the rear left. And so now we're going to talk about the rear, which is the top. It's going to be the middle. And this is all about fame and fortune and also reputation and also illuminations. And the colors are going to be red and also orange. And the element is going to be fire. Fire. And so now we're going to go to the rear right, which is the rear right. And this is about love, this is about relationships, and also marriage. You can put in this particular area. And the colors are going to be red, they're going to be pink, and they're also going to be white. And the element is going to be earth. Now, this is another spot that you will also see that the element can also correspond or intertwine with earth as well. Don't get so caught up in that, because the key to this when working with the Bagua map, and I'll tell you how to begin to take the steps so that you can do the layout and begin to look at it from the macro to the micro, is to really begin to ask yourself the question, what is your experience? So when it comes to that section of your house or that section of your sacred space that is about knowledge and wisdom and harmony, what is your experience? What do you feel? How do you feel about that particular area of your life? You know, what's going on in your life in that area? If it is something that is not broke, then you don't need to fool around with it. If it is something that you want to change, remember, all of these things are things that we're doing symbolically on the external so that it can cause a reaction on the internal. They're connected together. And so that's where the work comes in. You're going to begin to move it back into inside of yourself by creating sort of this experience here. So if that particular area is together for you, then no worries. This is not about going around trying to figure out what's wrong. Often what happens when people get into feng shui, they begin to start to look for everything that's wrong as opposed to taking a look at what is working for you. So if these things are working for you in your life and that area is fine, then no worries. You don't even want to begin to take a look at it. So next what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at how you can begin to use the Bagua map. Okay, to start using the Bagua map, and you'll also find that there's many ways you can do that, but here's one that often works for me. You're going to take the three at the bottom, and I would suggest that you always start with these, and this is going to be about career, which is in the center. It's the front middle, and then also helpful people, which is on the front right, and then inner knowledge, which is on the left. That's the position that you're going to start with. And you can start by standing at the front door of your home or the front door of your room. You should always be facing into the room or the sacred space that you're about to do. So if you're going to do your whole home, or your whole apartment, or your whole trailer, or whatever you're going to do, and you want to take a look at it from sort of the macro, then you're going to stand at the front door, wherever that front door is, that entrance, and making sure that you have career, inner knowledge, and helpful people in front of you. That's the way you're going to see the map from that perspective, okay? Now, how the Bagua map works is that energy sort of kind of flows in a predictable manner. And so this is how the Bagua map was set up, on how the energy is flowing in this predictable manner. And so the map really tells you where in your home these energies reside. So you'll be able to take a look and see, where is abundance and prosperity in your home? Where is health and unity? You know, where is creativity? Where is inner knowledge and wisdom? You know, where is love and romance? Where is this located in your sacred space? Now, once you've had the map and you're able to see these different things, begin to take a look and see what's going on, see what the reflection is. When you're holding the map and you're looking at it from standing inside of your apartment, let's say, and you begin to look at that corner, you begin to look at the rear left corner of your whole apartment. What's there? You know, what's there? Is that, can you see that symbolically, how that's impacting that particular area of your life? And then begin to ask yourself the question, what is your experience when it comes to prosperity and abundance? What is it? What is your experience when it comes to inner knowledge and wisdom? Where are you there? You know, is it some things that you need to begin to do to begin to work with? This is how you're going to work with the Bagua map. Now, let's say that you have a room. So once you've done it from the micro, now you're going to do it from the micro again. And you can, again, you can start outside from your property line and begin to do it from there. That's the macro. And then coming down to the micro, the front door. And now we're going to go to the micro again. Once you come inside your room, let's say you decide to do it in your bedroom, you're going to do the same thing with the Bagua map, and you're going to begin to take a look. In my bedroom, where it comes to the particular area of dealing with well-being and balance and also health and unity, my bed is located there, and that's a wonderful spot for me. For you, that may not be so. What is in the middle? What is in the middle for you? When it comes to love and romance, what does that corner look like for you? And then ask yourself the question, how is, you know, love and relationships? How is that going for you? How is it working out for you? Begin to take a look at it from that perspective. Yeah, some real interesting things, really good things. I would love to hear you guys' feedback so that we can begin to talk about the Bagua map and how did you use it and some of the things that you did. We could stay on the subject of feng shui forever and a day. It's so much to cover, but these are definitely some skills that you can use. Now, once you've taken a look at some of those particular areas and you want to begin to look for some remedies, maybe there is some work that needs to be done when it comes to the particular area, and we're talking about through symbols, through using sort of feng shui at this particular point in the home to cause sort of that shift in our consciousness, you know, really connecting with our subconscious mind. What are some of the things that we can begin to do on the surface so that we can invoke this change within ourselves? Let's say that you're taking a look at a particular area of your house and let's see. We're going to talk about some easy cures or some remedies here. This is what I wanted to say. I apologize, got lost for words. So what you're going to do is look for some of these remedies. So we're going to talk about some of these remedies that you can begin to do if you feel that there are certain things that you need to do to change things in your house. I want to go back over the Bagua map one more time as we get ready to get into that, and let me give you some more things that you can begin to look at these different areas, because I'm getting questions, or I've gotten some questions on that, so let me address them now. So one, when it comes to knowledge, wisdom, and harmony, these will be things like maybe attending school or studying, you know, encouraging self-growth, you know, cultivating sort of a peaceful life. These are the areas you want to look at that's going to be associated with this particular area. And this is actually going to be the left front. Now, when it comes to the front middle, and these are things of self and career, and when we begin to talk about life journeys, these are things like maybe if you're thinking about switching your career field, you know, if you have sort of goals and expectations for yourself that you want to set, this is what it's here. It's about your life's journey, connecting with sort of your purpose. This has a lot to do with it. And then on the other side, which is going to be the front right, again, helpful people, this is about attracting a mentor. Maybe you need more helpful people in your life. Maybe you want to travel and also have more compassion. This is about traveling and also relocating. Maybe you're thinking about moving. This is what you would consider here. And also strengthening your spirituality. This is the corner, the front right, is going to be associated with that. We're going to take a look at the middle left, and this is family and health in this section. This is about strengthening the family ties and also improving your health and also cultivating a social life. So for those of us who may not have a big social life, this is the corner we might want to take a look at, you know, talking to myself here. So then the next one is going to be about health and unity, or well-being and balance. This is about achieving balance, you know. If you're recovering from sort of an illness, these are some areas you want to begin to put some cures in here. And also, if you want to increase your fitness abilities, this is an area where you want to work at. You want to put some remedies here. And now we're going to go over to the middle right, and this is about creativity, children, and legacies. Now, if you are having a problem in this area, this is where you will unblock sort of your creativity. This is also where you will start a new project, and it's also about a connection with children. And so this is the area you will begin to put cures and remedies in if it is something lacking in this area. Now, let's go up and talk about power, wealth, and abundance and prosperity, which is actually going to be the rear left. This is about generating cash flow. You know, we talk about energy and cash flow, raise, you know, our money in our lives, you know, and also just increase our overall prosperity. This is the section on the Bagua that we want to begin to put some remedies in to really take care of this section. So next we're going to talk about, which is actually the rear middle. It's about fame and fortune and reputation and also illumination, all of these things here. And this is about increasing sort of your recognition, you know, establishing sort of a reputation for yourself and also becoming well-known. So for those that sort of want to be in that area, this is there for you. But I want you to look at it more in a holistic way, begin to look at this in a spiritual way and do some things that I've done. I've actually gone back and I've sort of kind of made my own Bagua, and maybe one day I get to share it with you, but I encourage you guys to do the same. So they sort of kind of correspond with some of these universal principles here, but it really is sort of my own personal energy and take in them as well, and sort of my own personal mantras and what they mean to me. And so next over here, we're going to be talking about the rear right, and this is again about love and relationships and this particular area, as well as marriage. This is about attracting love. So for those of us that want to attract love, this is the section as well too. Enhance relationships and also improve self-esteem. This is the area that you want to begin to work in as well too. So these are some of the things, giving you a little bit more detail with the Bagua on how you can begin to work with these. Now we're going to talk about some remedies and some cures that you can begin to do if you find that you just need a little bit of tweaking in some of these areas. So remember, whenever working with any type of cure or any type of remedy, they really act as sort of what you would call sort of subconscious motivators. And they're very effective. They've been used very effective. They're being used even if you don't know them. So this is sort of you consciously putting sort of these remedies into place for yourself. Keep in mind, no single one cure will work in every situation. One cure is not going to work in every situation, or one remedy. It doesn't necessarily. It's a combination of things, using colors, flowers, using different sensor triggeries, or what I call markers. You know, this candle on the desk is very special to me because of who gave it to me. The bell that I ring is a very special bell that I got when I went on a trip to Mexico. So it's not just a bell to me. It is something that is very, very special to me, and it's connected with a lot of different things. We talked about this. So just keep that in mind when you're coming up with your remedies and also your cures as well, that these are subconscious motivators. We've really taken care of some of the cures that they call sort of kind of unblocking cures. And what that does is whenever you use cures or remedies to unblock things, it really promotes clarity and focus. and it eliminates obstacles as well. And what it does is it enables sort of the positive energy to begin to flow through the house, or the positive arit energy to flow through the house, or the positive chi. We've done that by getting rid of the clutter and cleaning all of these things. And so we've already taken care of whenever you feel like you're being blocked. That's the first step that you want to go back and reflect to. Next, there's also what's also known as what they call activating cures or activating remedies. And these type of cures stimulate energy so that, or the energy can be used to be break up stagnant conditions and promote change, and also redirect the energy of the chi or the flow that's flowing in. And a lot of times you'll see them. Some of the good elements to begin to use this is going to be wind chimes. I know Sister Manya, we talked about this going through the feng shui process, and she wanted to use the wind chimes inside the house. And yes, they can be, even though we think of them outside, but they can, and they're excellent for using them as an activating cure. You can also use mobiles. You can use fans. You can use electronic equipment to include those things such as computers, stoves, and TVs. All of these things can sort of stir up sluggish energy. You know, music and sound, also those things that are produced by bells that have wind chimes in them, singing bowls, and all of those, they fall into that category as well as furniture that moves. You know, some of us have, you know, couches and rocking chairs. These things that physically move also help in using activating cures as well. There's also what's called, is called stabilizing cures. And these are cures that we want, or remedies that we want to slow down the chi. So typically, if you come in the front entrance way of your space, of your sacred space, and you have a door, and you have a door directly in the back, and there's nothing in the line, you want to put something in the middle to slow down the chi so it has an opportunity to flow all throughout your sacred space. And so you want to put stable things that do not move there, things such as maybe a table, maybe a chair. You want to put a rug, all of these things that are stationary. In the front of your door, you want to put a large rock because this is also going to hold it, or maybe put a large rock in the back of your door so that it can slow down the chi as well. Here's a really good book, and I'm actually going to go through this. You can actually pick it up at Barnes & Noble's. I think it's probably somewhere between $5 and $7, and it's called 10-Minute Feng Shui, and it's by Sky Alexander. And here are some cures, and we're going to go through some of these remedies and cures as well, too, that can also help you. One of them is you can fill a jar with pennies, and you can bury them outside of your kitchen. This is one of the cures. This cure is said, when you do this, what you're actually doing is you're planting sort of what they call seed money, and that will grow steadily in time. So this is a way, if you have those things of finance, you want to begin to look at that. I'm just going to go through a couple of these and give you some of these cures as well. The next one is you can take a small envelope, and you can fill it with rice, and you can place it on the shelf in your kitchen. Now, in the Chinese believe that sort of rice is a symbol of prosperity, and red is a lucky color. You know, so the combination is really going to encourage what financial good luck. So filling a small red envelope with rice and placing it on the shelf in the kitchen. These are some of the things. Again, I didn't get a chance to go back through Stephanie Roseberg's book, Sticks and Stones, Roots and Bones, but that's an excellent one, and it comes from a different perspective as well. Now, here's another one that you can do. You can put a live plant in your workplace or in your kitchen. Plants are going to symbolize growth and also new life. And so by doing this, in whether you're at work, you'll see a lot of people with plants on their job. I have one as well, too. And also I have one in my kitchen. But I've done this even probably without thinking, as many of you. But this encourages your career success and also financial growth as well, too. So, you know, for best results, it is really, really good to have a plant with sort of round leaves in a shiny sort of kind of golden or silver or copper container. And the metals that are, which are made from coins, which is symbolic of prosperity, to really begin to help with that. So let's see. We're going to go through this and see. We talked about closing the toilet lid. We know what that is about too. You want to make sure that the chi does not just get drained out of your home. So that's another way to slow it down. Now, you want to make sure that you clear away any clutter or obstacles near the entrance of your bedroom. And this is when it comes to that particular area of love and relationships, because this really enables the chi from actually entering the bedroom easily. And also it invites, if you can do this, it will invite love to come into your life, you know, and not have a whole lot of obstacles with it. So you want to make sure that you clear that. Clear any clutter that's around there. Also, you want to remove dust from the furnitures in your bedroom. This is about, we're talking in the area of love and relationships here. Removing dust and cobwebs. This is really going to signify, it does signify disuse or neglect. So you want to remove all this dust, because what this is going to be symbolically doing, this is you sort of activating your love life. So get rid of all the dust. If you have dust in there, you want to do that. You also want to make sure that you vacuum or dust your lampshades too. Don't leave them. You know, dirty shades, it dims the amount of light that can come from the lamp. And this also will help to brighten, you know, the chi in your love life as well. Make sure you clear from up under your bed. That was something in the childhood that I could never do, is have a whole bunch of stuff up under my bed. So you want to make sure that you clear away any clutter, any junk. And really, it's just, I don't feel, and according to the ancient tradition of feng shui, it's not a good idea to store things underneath your bed. To clear away things under your bed is sort of symbolic of you clearing away obstacles and problems, especially if you find that you have a lot of grudges or resentment from your current relationship, look under your bed. Or from the past relationship, look under your bed. Do you have some things under your bed? Because this is going to be symbolic of you holding on to this as well, too. Make sure you don't clutter or accumulate a whole lot of junk on your nightstands. This clutter is really sort of a distraction, and it causes confusion. So, you know, you want to keep your nightstand sort of kind of neat, and you also want to avoid confusion in your life. So that's some great things to do. Let's see. You want to make sure that another thing that you do is keeping your closet doors closed. Closets sort of represents the private side of your life. And because this is where you sort of store things or sort things out of sight, you keep them out of sight when they're not in use. So in ancient feng shui tradition, they believe that if you keep the closet doors closed, it helps to prevent sort of your personal matters becoming public knowledge. So you want to make sure that you keep your closet doors. You want to keep your closet doors closed. Now here's one for outside. This is a good one. To hang sort of a wind chime between your home and the street. You can use this if you really live on a busy street and it's a lot of activity or things going on. The wind chime, what it's going to do is it's going to sort of help diminish the street noises before it actually gets into your home. And it also will reflect a lot of the chi, a lot of the negative chi, so that it can go in other directions. Now, this is something that a lot of you have heard as well, too, to take a piece of quartz crystal in your living room window, put it there. The quartz crystal, what it will do, it sort of will kind of immerse itself in whatever it touches. And because chi enters your home through the windows, you can increase positive effects by placing chunks of sort of crystals in the windowsills where it can catch sort of and amplify, be amplified through the sunlight. So it's great to take some quartz crystals and put them in your windowsills, and this is going to help to bring more positive chi into your space. So that's another great thing. I want to tell you guys something in just a minute, and then I think we're going to be ready to get out of here. Here's another thing that you want to do as well, too. You want to make sure that you clean your stove. You know, your stove is sort of the center for wealth and money-making opportunity. And a dirty, slow stove sort of kind of puts obstacles in your way, and it also limits your capabilities of learning and earning. So you want to think about that. Cleaning out your refrigerator as well, too. Clutter causes obstacles and also confusion. And so you want to remove anything that's stale or spoiled from your refrigerator, because this is symbolic, symbolically of you opening up your space for prosperity to enter into fresh opportunities to take the place of sort of those things that are stale and sort of kind of stagnant in your life. So keeping your refrigerator is clean. So I know we see that a lot when we look at MTV Cribs, and you see all the celebrities and stars and their refrigerator is all nice and neat. Well, there's a reason to definitely do that, and that's going to be the reason to do that. This has been really, really a great share. I hope it was some information that you guys could use. Keep giving me the feedback, and again, like I said, if you want to contact me for the Oracle readings or the Akashic Records readings or either the Feng Shui readings, you can email me at question4. Not the word, but the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And Sister Manya or myself will definitely get back in touch with you.
Pick up your microphone. Ha ha. Pick up your microphone. Yo. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Semi say mini money. Semi say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, let me say many, many, many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Dr. Strange. I'm tame like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got your whole block saying true that. If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular music. Is whack, plus you use that. Over and over, claiming that you got a new style. You're a sense of futile, ooh child, you're pure. Brainwaves are sterile. You can't create, you just wait to take my tape. Laced with malice, hands get callous. From ripping microphones from here to Dallas. Go ask Alice if you don't believe me. I get inner visions like Stevie. See me, ascend from the chalice like the Weeby. Indeed, be like Khalid Muhammad. MCs make me vomit, I get controversial. Freaking style with no rehearsal, ooh. Contrary move, friend. Don't you even go there. Me without a mic is like a bee without a snare. I dare to tear into your ego. We go way back like some ganja and Palico or Calico vision. My mind's making decisions in your anatomy. And I back this with Deuteronomy. Or Leviticus, God made this word. You can't get with this. Sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis. Yeah. Yeah.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Mini money, let me say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Mini money, let me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, let me say many, many, many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off with David Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights screaming out, Mouth off! Problem with no man, before black, I'm first human. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label and make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Sicilians. Now I gotta wreck your deal, how does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Steel. Cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Grease with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my Guinness style. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? It's the setup by the feds that's moving us with the infrared. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Mini
many money. They say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Mini money. Say me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money. Say me say many, many, many.
Too many MCs, not enough mics. Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dyson Dynamite like Dolomite. Double dudes feel like I don't Dick Van Dyke. Starlight to star bright, the freaks come out at night. Like my man White Club. And my panache will march your entourage. Squash your squad and hide their bodies under my garage. And when the cops come looking, I be booking to Brooklyn. Leave their trails broken, flipping, choking, still Hoboken. A clean getaway like Alec Baldwin. Driving in my fast car, playing Tracy Chapman.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Say me, say many money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Many money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the deli? Mini money, say me say many, 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 many money. Many, 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 many money. Many, 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 many money.
All right, Remix family, that was our share tonight. So Sacred Space Clearing, part two of the Ancient Art of Feng Shui, and there was a lot of conversation going on in the chat room about it being a lot of information being shared, and it truly is. And, you know, the goal is definitely not to try to tackle all of this at one time. Take it one step at a time. I really love this share. I love the entire Feng Shui series, and you can listen to it at any point in time and find something new that's applicable to the space that you're in. You know, it really doesn't matter where you're at. And I know I've heard this share. A lot of you have heard it a lot before. It's one of my all-time favorites, and so it's always amazing to me that no matter when I hear it, it's right on time, and it's something you can take away. And so one of the things that's shared in this one is about the Bagua maps, and I think we are going to have a show where we all kind of get together and talk about how we use our Bagua maps and what type of things have we used in our sacred spaces, what have we added as our own remedies and cures, because as Ms. Blue said, you know, the most useful and practical thing for your own household is always going to be what you feel works best there. And so what have you kind of come up with that has enhanced the energy in your space and really tapped into the spirit of your home? So we're definitely going to have a share where we talk about that and just more shares when we get down to, you know, funky feng shui, as Ms. Blue likes to call it, and get into more information about it. So for everyone out there, love you all so much. Peace and love to all of the Remix family, and definitely want to give you all hugs and kisses. As we close out tonight, I think we're going to jam out a little bit just to kind of level this energy off. It is cold here in Chicago. The wind is whipping up against my windows. There's some lights going off in the astro realm, so I know it's some powerful energy out there. So I'm just going to kind of play some jams to definitely warm us up and balance us out as we end the share tonight. Make sure to download. Go and post your comments on the Remix Radio and on the Remix family page on Facebook. Don't forget to email Miss Blue your favorite Remix moments with Miss Blue so that you can be included in that project. Everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful upcoming week. Happy holidays to those of you who celebrate the holidays, and definitely we'll see you all again in the Remix. Love you all. Let's jam out for a little bit. Like I said, let's warm up the energy for everybody. Hugs and kisses to you all. Much love to everyone in the Remix family, Miss Blue, Sister Manya, Brother Bilal. All right, peace and love.
Yeah, special dedication. I'm sending this one out to you and you and you and you. I said to you and you and you. She cold-blooded. Love how we melt in the ice. She like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blinding my sight. Cause all I see is a
hot thing.
And you're my hot
thing.
And you're my hot
thing.
And you're my hot
thing.
Word, your body like a flick. It got surprising twists. I write the script, the main character, your thighs and hips. Award for best supporting role, go see your eyes and lips. The way you move your body got them stiff like a hieroglyph. I watch you dance across the floor to the title track. You about to get me off the wall like Michael Jack. I make describing your beauty my sacred duty. I will write a song, write a book, write a play, make a movie.
Hey, 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 hey. Special dedication.
I love your country ass. I love your city sass. I love how your normal ways you catch them pretty fast. These suits are pretty crass. Harass you when you pass. I love how you snap back and get the last laugh. I love the way your crib smell like Votivo candle incense. The white voice you use on the phone when you handle business. I love it when you freak ass. I love when you were lady rocking door knockers from the late 80s raising babies. I love how God bless you. Your body's something special. I love to play connect the dots with your facial freckles. No need for fashion policing because I love your style. Whatever happened to Shanice, baby, I love your smile. I might be falling in love, should I let her know? My pimp told me if I love her, I should let her go. I sing her praises every time they play this instrumental, cause she instrumental to my life, to my life, to my...
Hey, 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 hey. Precious dedication. And if you know you're sexy,
I love how we melt in the ice. You like the sunshine of my life. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
Word. You keep my dark sky lit up at night. So bright that you're blind in my sight. Cause all I see is a hot thing.
You're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
And you're my hot thing.
Word. Let me take you by the hand. You need to try your man to fight it down. I have your groupies out like excited fans. I promise you be climbing walls like Spider-Man. Knees buckle and you hit the floor when you try to stand. So you drop it like it's hot. Oh, it's so heavy. You and me, we can leave now. We can go steady. How about we be jetty because I'm so ready to bounce like a 64 Chevy. Word.
Hey, 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 hey.
Special dedication.
Word.
Dedication to all the special ladies. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Will I Am. That hot shit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Word.
I am cracking up at this conversation in the chat room right now. That's all I'm going to say. We are closing out, but our closing thoughts is feng shui yourself, your body. Keep your body sacred. Wash yourself every day. Feng shui internally and externally. That's our closing thoughts for the remix. All right, we're going to continue to jam out. I just had to share. If you are not in the chat room, you all, boy, I tell you, you miss so much. I can't even explain it. I'm trying to jam out. I told y'all, raise that warmth energy, and the chat room is off the chain. So, all right, peace and love, Remix family. We are jamming out as we close out the show. All
right. High tech. So what's up, this Branford, man? Branford Marcellus. I thought I was supposed to play on your set, man. But I was looking for you, can't find you. So, you know, if you need me, you know how to get at me, right? Because, I mean, I just want to be a part of it, man. Because, you know, I love what you're doing. Stuff is right. All right, give me a buzz. Peace.
All across the world, B-boys and girls, moving and grooving to the soul-shocking beat. All across the world, B-boys and girls, moving it. I like the way you move, all together. I like the way you move, period. Baby, I just wanna dance with you. Come on, come on. I just wanna dance with you. Come on, come on. I just wanna hold you close. Come on, come on. Take you in my arms. Come on, come on. Let me rock you to the beat. Rockin' it, shockin' it, yes we are. Sounds so sweet and mellow. Movin' and groovin' and yes we are. I wanna rock you to the beat. Drums alive, we rockin' it. Feel the bass inside your waist. Drums a dance, we rockin' it. Feel the bass inside your soul. Rockin' it, shockin' it, yes we are. To front and belly to belly. Come on. Me and you got to dance together. Front to front and belly to belly. Come on. Me and you must dance together. Step front, front, back, side to side. Two step front, front, back, side to side. Two step front, front, back, side to side. Back, side to side, back, side to side. Two step, open up, back, side to side.
Hey, hey. down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never show up for you and me. This life is not a promise. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. Put my heart and soul into the song. Where I am and wherever you are, I lean at the city. Tomorrow may never come for you and me. Life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment. Around and things are so weak, people are so weak. Time, sometimes my heart gets heavy. Sometimes I just wanna leave and run away. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Passion takes over me. Feel like a man. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get in no more. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But pull me safe, shine your light on the world. Shine your light.
Ladies, I got you in the mood, yeah. For interlude, for
like in the nude. I hope this ain't considered rude, but let's stop talking cause it's feeling like an interview. I know you're into me, so let me get into you. I'm always in the mood for laughing and loving and rapping and passing the Dutch and relaxing and puffing and hitting and ducking and ripping production. These kittens, they muffin. Just because we stuff them in the oven, my words are dripping off the tongue like the wax from a candle wick. Ill the way I lay down the rap, can't handle it. Cats all sappy like romantic flicks. Dude, get a clue like Colonel Mustard in the study with a candlestick. They hold their hands with these dudes like they going steady, but one glimpse and I know they ready. You already know. Slip the Renault like you ready to go. We make a getaway plan and we head for the dope.
I wear the night like a cloak cause I move with the stars. Navigate through the truly bizarre. What we are, who we is, and some kids that stay true to this life. And if the mood is right, we gon' do it tonight. I wear the night like a cloak cause I move with the stars. Navigate through the truly bizarre. Who we are, who we is, and some kids that stay true to this life. If the mood is right, we gon' do it tonight.
You're messing up my mold, my whole mood told you. Old Uzi crews like soul food, the only producer that feel like fuck rappers. Only backpacker with a chip like hackers. Only Michael Richardson, only much blacker. So if he say nigga, then I'ma say, is this a Rich Carlton dressed like, fresh like, just like, I'm the shit. You ain't figured out what I'm about yet. Always rocking that, this ain't out yet, but this ain't bout that. From a city where niggas plug like outlets. Far as music go, yo, it ain't no outlet. So when I go out, niggas always out to get me in the studio. And I ain't in the mood to flow. I'm with my girl and I'm trying to hit the movie show. And they trying to act stupid. Oh, in the club with Silicone Susie. What happened to real girls like Rudy? With real titties like Tootie. This girl got a silicone booty. Ain't got the nerve to act moody. Now I ain't tryna judge like Judy, but if you a man, you can't fool me. Act like 50 throwing a pool.
I wear the night like a cloak cause I move with the stars. Navigate through the truly bizarre. Who we are, who we is, is the kids that stay true to this life. And if the mood is right, we gon' do it tonight. I wear the night like a cloak cause I move with the stars. Navigate through the truly bizarre. Who we are, who we is, is the kids that stay true to this life. And if the mood is right, we gon' do it tonight.
Break it down.
Bringing the drum, keep it funky like it's sticking the slum. Cause see the one and free cursing for the things that have come. Let's pick it wrong out with rap dudes speaking in tongues. Christmas time, choice for what? No, we're keeping the gun. Smoking the pip to cause a leak in your lungs. You ain't got shit to do like Friday when the weekend begun. Completely done with rap dudes, don't compete with the dumb. I feel my blood from my people, see how people can run. I'm in the mood like Dante and main flow. Never coming with the same flow. Gotta change, yo, strange, yo, to make a chain glow. That's your main goal, that's the facade like eyes to wear over the rainbow. Really, these cats sweeter than mango. Mystical jangles, they have dudes dancing around the club doing the tangle. Go hard like opposite playing with her angles. Plus, the rest of my top is from a different current angle. I wear the night like a cloak cause I'm moving the stars. Navigate through the truly bizarre. Who we are, who we is, is the kids that stay true to this life. And if the mood is right, we gon' do it tonight. I wear the night like a cloak cause I'm moving the stars. Navigate through the truly bizarre. Who we are, who we is, is the kids that stay true to this life. And if the mood is right, we gon' do it tonight.
Wow. That's a nice track.
All right, Remix family, we're going to close out for real now. We over here jamming out. Chat room still full, live still full. We are going to close out. Wonderful share tonight, you all. Make sure to download. Everyone, have a beautiful week. Love you all. Make sure to love somebody. Hug somebody, kiss somebody. And we gonna dance on our way out. One more song, okay? Just one more song. One more song. All right, y'all. Peace and love.
Lyrically rich, living, spiritually fit, eating healthy, coming clean, never feel
filthy in God's eyes. I'm wealthy, wealthy power as I entered the palace of seven life. Time travel, participate in no battles. My brethren fight for birthrights that they already got and shouldn't have to get. Break down the steady plot. It's accurate, bust a shot, that's immaculate. Take it to your nugget, cause my beloved covet. They freedom, believe it, put nothing above it. Love it, believe it. We blessed with free will, so we choose to be ill. Like sharks, keeping it moving, we could never be still. Swimming in the channels of life, we orators the rhyme. Handling mics, tiptoeing through the corridors of your mind. With candlelight, everlasting. In your hood like liquor stores and check cash. And niggas flashing, passing with no classes. If it's thug passion, blast the Machiavelli 4. I bet on brothers with nothing to live for. To give more to the struggle, they are ready at war.
So much on my mind, I just can't reply. Last a hole to the night, bless sunshine. Breathe in, breathe out. Heard the bass drop, like shit ancient. I can't take it, I can feel it, city breathing.
Pen and wrote this scribe, like the morning wouldn't find me alive. I'm surrounded on all sides by the kind and the cruel, wise men and the fool. Young guns is in the school, ghetto classes include. Get yours, get it right, get down, get paid, get ass, get around, get on, get fly, get jigging, get high. Look to get, and you only end up getting by. When the nighttime covers the city like a cloak, I approach and assemble my hopes into notes. Hard to sleep in the city that don't, cause it won't let you rest. Noises on your doorstep, enough to stress. Police department raid the park bench on nonsense, cause they fear to see the brothers conference. Regardless, we born tight and we rumble all day to break night. Daylight, why be ripping to death? You ain't right. This ain't right about my late night habits. It's mad static, but the city's so alive that I just got to have it. The planet of Brooklyn, norm is what I look for. Get old chef, rock your best when you getting your cook on. Dedicating this song to Scott LaRock, Big and Pop, Kwame Sorey, Betty Carter, and John Henry Clark. Ron Brown and freedom fighters going down. You set the pace, now we finish the race. It's on now.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. Last of all, to the night, best sunshine. Breathe in, breathe out, Heard the bass ride like the ancient. Can't take it, and you feel the city breathing.
Hey, yo, I'm from the year round shootout. The summertime cookout, the wintertime grind with the shorties on the lookout. A chosen few notable, the rest through the book out. The Lord stay on proofs, thirsty what they hook out. That old school bang out, money that pulled the fang out. They bit it, he hit him with a few. He just came out with the sharks that travel all parts within the same route. Narrow walls closing in, cutthroat to exit at the opening roll plate. You wasn't where you supposed to been. You back around the end, heavy waistline again. With them same suspect cast to waste time again. Y'all need to wake the fuck up and peep the monument in your face, cause ain't no time to waste, not a minute. I see my cousin Matt said, pay the way you been at. He said the final frontier, Rick, I'm up in that. And it's the time to watch the place you're for and where your friend at. Cause where I rotate ain't nothing to grin at. I been at the fork and the crossroads, the outer limit. So you can stand tall or crawl and ask him at. The black door with the black star.
So much on my mind, I just can't recline. I stop tonight, I'm looking at sunshine. Breathe in.
Breathing. Oh.
star.
Yeah. Yeah.